Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Karen Campbell talking to you live from the Spirit Within You in Las Vegas, Nevada. I apologize about the background noise. I do have Monica on the line, so if you would just kindly bear with me as I get Monica on, we're going to be talking about today about the solar plexus and our favorite aromatherapist. Monica is going to support us in taking a look at how we can use the essential oils along with our just being very present to who we are with the oils and how to use them. I know I like to use the oils in my spiritual practice daily, and when it comes to the essential oils, I love working with Monica, because not only is she clinically trained as an aromatherapist, but she's also a great advisor as well as a mentor to me. She's also brilliant at writing these amazing articles for the Examiner, which I don't think we've ever talked about. So, Monica, are you there today with us?
I am here, Karen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. So I'm going to mute my
okay.
And the audience. Bear with me because I am in a public place at an event, but we can do it all, right, Monica?
Yes, we can.
So
as
you can go ahead and start talking.
As our solar plexus guides us to do. Yes, we can do it all. So thank you, Karen Marie, and thank you for that beautiful, heartfelt introduction. Namaste, my dear soulful spirits. I am so excited to be with you today, and we are going to power up our solar plexus chakra, our manipuras in Sanskrit, and I will, throughout the call, refer to our third chakra, which is our solar plexus chakra, in the Sanskrit language, Manipura. So before we delve into the knowledge that I have to share with you today, let us, as we always do, ground ourselves with our Ujjayi breath. If you would sit tall wherever you are sitting, ground your feet on the floor or in the earth, and let's inhale starting from our root chakra. Inhale all the way through our crown chakras, and then we will release those energies. So inhale with me, please. Ooh, I feel tingly inside, and I feel better already. Today, my special essential oil blend is ylang ylang, geranium, lavender, and grapefruit. I have my Manipura in a 12-step program right now, as she is evolving through many years of stuff and healing, and this is a blend that I choose for myself to massage on my solar plexus. So again, I want to thank those of you who tune in to Ask the Aromatherapist with Monica Bickerstaff Riley every month. Thank you for your warm letters of support and inspiration. And as you are grabbing your wellness journal so we can power up, I'm going to actually just give those of you who may be new to Ask the Aromatherapist, just tell you a little bit about myself. I am a certified holistic health practitioner with clinical expertise as a certified aromatherapist and master herbalist. The information that we are sharing today is for education purposes only, and if you would like to reach out to me for private consult, you may at area code 702-219-0084, or you may also contact me through email at sistersage888@aol.com. Now, while you're getting your journals, I wanted to share with you, prior to this call, I went to my Crystal Ally cards and I pulled a card. And the crystal that came up was for evolution. Herderite, which I've never heard of. Karen has a wonderful array of stones and crystals at the Spirit Within You. Maybe she knows a bit more about herderite, but my intuitions usually are on point. When herderite appears, it is telling you that this particular time of change is greatly directed by the thoughts and actions that you take. You know in your heart the direction Spirit is asking you to move in. If you accept Spirit's guidance, your actions will cause ripples in the entire fabric of humanity, moving the spiritual evolution of us all forward just by a step. This is important because we must be in alignment with our Manipura, with our solar plexus chakra, in order to self-evolve, in order to believe that we are valuable, that we are enough just as we are. Our third chakra is located between our sternum and our navel, and it is involved in self-confidence. Self-confidence. Our self-confidence is formed during our young adulthood. Our third chakra governs digestion, intestines, spleen, pancreas, liver, and gallbladder, and it is the center of our will and our personal power. Throughout this call, I will also be sharing affirmations specific to the Manipura that might help you throughout the day. Our first affirmation is, believe in the power that is within you. Believe in the power that is within you. Believe in the power that is within you. If our Manipura, our third chakra, is weak, it may manifest the following symptoms: low self-esteem, sluggish digestion, celiac disease, feelings of powerlessness, weight problems, kidney or liver problems, allergies, adrenal gland disorders, eating disorders, and emotional overeating. If you see yourself in any of these symptoms, then you have to clear your Manipura. You must clear your solar plexus. And I would like you to repeat this either out loud or to yourself. I am worthy because I exist and I am enough. I am worthy because I exist am enough. Let's look at ways to balance our Manipura with essential oils. These are five essential oils that I'm going to give you that may support you in balancing your Manipura. Again, please don't just randomly go to a store and buy these essential oils without consulting with a certified aromatherapist. I would love to consult with you. I offer a 30-minute complimentary consult, and I can be reached again at sistersage888@aol.com, or feel free to reach out through text or call me, area code 702-219-0084. All right, so let's get started. One of the essential oils that I love for harmony, just in general, is ylang ylang. Ylang ylang clears anger, frustration, and agitation. Because you see, dear ones, we hold all of those emotions. They just swirl around in our solar plexus, and it's easy for the solar plexus to become blocked. If that part of our chakra is blocked, then it literally prevents the even flow, the evolutionary flow between our sacral chakras and our heart chakra. That's why those of us who are challenged with solar plexus issues, oftentimes we are also challenged with heart issues, heart chakra issues. All right? Sometimes we feel as if we aren't loved, or perhaps we don't deserve to be loved. But I'm going to repeat this affirmation again. I am worthy because I exist and I am enough. You are enough just as you are today and every day. The next essential oil is black pepper. Black pepper detoxifies the liver and it restores self-confidence and self-worth. Fennel reduces the tendency to overthink and overanalyze. And fennel generates a sense of self-love. For those of you women who may also be challenged with womb issues, such as uterine fibroids, endometriosis, sometimes our symptoms of a blocked Manipura are manifest in the symptoms of our uterine fibroids. Fennel is a wonderful essential oil that may support you if you are challenged in this area. Peppermint essential oil, which is hands down one of mine and one of Karen's faves, peppermint essential oil stimulates the energy in your digestive system. It quells anger, pride, and overheated thoughts. I offer a proprietary blend called Simmer Down Chica. Peppermint is one of my main essential oils in that blend, because if you are just dealing with your everyday lives and people come into your space and their energies may be toxic to your energies, you must remember, don't go off on the handle and fly off and cuss that person out. Just blend it with a warm, soothing carrier oil. Blend peppermint essential oil with lavender, perhaps a little bit of lemon or grapefruit. Massage at your temples, massage in your heart chakra area, and that will cool you down and prevent you from lowering yourself to that toxic person's level. When we begin to use essential oils, we automatically elevate our energy vibrations to a positive light. And that's why you have an aura of positivity, an aura of light that attracts people into your village, into your circle. So always remember that some of these oils that I have named so far are going to automatically elevate your positive energy, the positive energy vibes that you're sending out. Another essential oil for the Manipura is grapefruit essential oil. Grapefruit, as with the other citrus oils, such as lemon, lime, wild orange, grapefruit, they work on depression and nervous exhaustion. When I was developing and researching the science of the Manipura, it's so important for me to reach out to those of you who are empaths, who are healers, who are yoga and Pilates instructors, who are business and life coaches. And that's because in our positions of helping our village, helping those in our village evolve, we often overtax and overexhaust our solar plexus. We can't help it. We absorb everything around us just because we are who we are. So it's very important, if you were in the village that I just stated, some of those beautiful people, some of those beautiful people of light that help us on a daily basis to become a better us, please take the time out to nurture and nourish your Manipura. I am worthy because I exist and I am enough. It's so important to remember as well that we must balance the Manipura, because Manipura imbalances often take the form of self-criticism, internal conflict, or confusion over one's life purpose. If you have doubts over who or where or what you represent or what you should be or your passion or following your path, your purpose, you may want to consider supporting your solar plexus with the top five essential oils that I named: ylang ylang, black pepper, fennel, peppermint, and grapefruit. I happen to offer a proprietary blend. It's called Mani's Manipura Melange, and it has in it black pepper, ginger, grapefruit, peppermint, and rosemary. It's blended in a grape seed carrier oil, and this is a blend that 2, 3, 4 times a day I lightly massage it into my abdomen, or if I'm in public, obviously I'm not massaging my abdomen with oils, but I massage my chest and my upper arms and the tops of my feet. As I was thinking about you all for today's call, I wanted to share a Manipura mantra with you all, and it's as follows. I am open to the fullness of my power. I live my life with integrity. I have the power to manifest my dreams. Whatever I do is more than enough. I am enough just as I am. In challenging situations, I am relaxed and focused on positive outcomes. I am at peace with myself. I harness my personal power. I can. I will. I do. Believe in the power that is within you. It's that simple. Believe in yourself and believe in the power that resides within you. Some other things, just as a measure of daily life, and I would be remiss if I did not introduce some holistic ways to support your daily wellness routines and rituals. Some things that you might want to try to support your Manipura. Perhaps sign up for an assertiveness or self-defense class. This may be something that will build your self-esteem from the ground up and effectively raise your self-worth. My journey, my personal journey, I have reconnected and fallen in love again with the practice of Kundalini yoga. And I find that my daily practice of Kundalini yoga, that breath of fire that is in my body, that's in my spirit, has been critical and has been positive in clearing the blockages in my Manipura. You may also want to write down affirmations and practice them whenever you're feeling, I'll call it a spell, come over you. These could be affirmations such as, I value myself, I am worthy of success, I stand up for myself and my beliefs. Yellow is the color that is aligned with our third chakras. Use the color yellow liberally in your home. I love sunflowers. The beauty for those of us who live on the West Coast is that we can enjoy the beauty of sunflowers all year round. Sunflowers, daffodils on the East Coast now fall. The foliage, the trees, the leaves are turning a brilliant yellow, a rust color orange. You can pick some of those leaves and create some sort of altar to support your solar plexus. Yellow could be the color of your bed sheets or your couch throws or pillows. One thing that's very important if we are challenged with solar plexus issues is sometimes achieving and meeting our goals, whether they are personal goals or goals in our workplace, they can cause overwhelm and anxiety. So I want you to always remember, when you have a goal that you need to achieve, write that goal down and then break it down into small steps so that it's manageable. You can do it. You can do it. And reward yourself each step that you complete. And then when you successfully achieve that goal, then reward yourself big time. Okay? And then finally, I'd like to offer holistically, eat foods that truly soothe and support your solar plexus. That means eat whole foods, eat nuts, eat fruits, ginger, turmeric are herbs that will support your solar plexus. These are things that you can holistically introduce into your wellness rituals, your daily wellness routines, to help to support your solar plexus. Because if you are challenged by solar plexus issues, you have to daily nourish and support your solar plexus. What that means is, everyone, giving yourself a daily hug. When you wake up After your morning ritual, before you get out of bed, hug yourself. You are worthy. Value yourself. Show yourself that you value you, your uniqueness that is you. Believe in yourself. These are all ways to raise your self-worth. We are worthy. Just as we are enough. So in the final few minutes, I would like to again thank you all for your wonderful support. Truly, it's your comments and the emails that I receive from you that inspire me and that inspire my monthly topics. Also, in August, I shared with you all that my personal evolution, I wanted to bring that to you all. So things that I'm working on in my own life as I evolve and as I ascend are things that I'm sharing with you. If they're working for me, I know they're going to work for you. All it takes is just take that first step to yourself, to love yourself enough to establish wholesome patterns in your life and in your lifestyles. If you would like to speak with me about anything, you can reach me by email at sistersage888@aol.com, or you may text or call me. I love to talk to people. As you can tell, I love to talk. and my number where you can reach me is area code 702-219-0084. I felt like I was just chomping at the bit to get this information about supporting the Manipura to you all today. So many of you in my village are empaths and healers, and you work as successful business coaches and life coaches. You're wonderful, supportive parents to teenagers, and I'm talking mothers and fathers. Teenagers will stress your solar plexus. So if you have a teenager or multiple teenagers in your home, you must, on 24/7, you must support your solar plexus. Those of us who are professors, who are teachers, who come into contact with various energies from our students, those of us who are nurses, are doctors, whether traditional or naturopathic, you must please remember to support your Manipura.
Thank you so much, Monica. As always, this is a beautiful and brilliant show that you offer to us. Once again, this is Karen Marie Campbell from The Spirit Within You, your wholeness and sacred study center. And Monica, you and I are going to put together for next year, because we're slowly approaching, actually quickly approaching us, workshops that you will be offering monthly on people who are really serious about learning more about the oil.
Yes.
And so next show, we'll spend some time talking about that. How does that sound to you, Monica?
That sounds wonderful. I'm looking forward to that.
Beautiful. And folks, if you need to call me, you can call 702-658-2257, 702-658-2257, or visit us at www.thespiritwithinyou, you as in universe. Thank you all for joining us. Have peace and blessings, and have a blessed day.
Namaste.